Typhoon。
那台湾总统说可能预估会到500个人死亡。
The Taiwanese president estimated that perhaps that there might maybe at least 500 people who have passed away。
那在这样的一个时刻里面呢，我们来思考一个问题。
So in this disaster, we can study a question.
我们来看诗篇的104篇第四节。
We can look at Psalm 104, verse 4.
诗篇104篇第四节。
Let's look at Psalm 104, verse 4.
104篇第四节。
Psalm 104, verse 4.
这边提到说，以风为使者，以火焰为仆役。前面提到神，这是神，然后神以风作为他的使者。
Here it talks about God makes his angels like spirits or winds and his ministers a flame of fire.
这个英文是 spirit 啊，我们知道原文这个风啊，跟气息啊，跟breath was a spirit 啊，这是同一个字。
Even though the Bible may mention that it is spirits here, but we know that in the original text, spirit, breath, and wind are from the same word.
我们来谈一谈风啊，是神的使者。
So let's talk about the top. Let's take a little time to talk about how winds are the messengers of God.
我们来谈三点哦，下个 slides.
And we'll look at 3 points.
我们来谈一谈风从哪里来。
First, we'll discuss where does the wind come from.
风这个使者到底做什么
？And what is the purpose of the messenger of wind?
我们从风是神的使者给我们学习到什么
？And finally, we'll talk about what can we learn from these messengers of winds.
这个台风是从风来的。
We know that typhoons are often from strong winds.
那风到底从哪里来
？So where does the wind come from?
下个 slide 啊。
Next slide.
我们看阿摩斯书四章十三节。
Let's look at Amos chapter 4 verse 13.
阿摩斯书四章十三节。
Book of Amos chapter 4 verse 16.
四章十三节
Chapter 4, verse 13, sorry.
四章十三节
Verse 13.
请你读
Amos chapter 4, verse 13. For behold, he who forms mountains and creates the wind, who declares to man what his thought is, and makes the morning darkness, who treads the high places of the earth, the Lord God of hosts is his name.
这边提到神是创山造风的神。
Here it talks about God is the one who forms mountains and creates wind.
他的名字叫做万军之主神。
And his name is Lord God of hosts.
如果你问科学家或问 Google 风怎么来
？So if you look on Google or a scientist, where does the wind come from?
第一位跟你讲地球它自转，那因为像车子有动力啊，就会产生一个风啊。
The scientist will probably say because it is through the rotation of the earth, therefore causing wind.
那第二个就是因为太阳啊照射赤道，跟照射北极的距离啊不太一样。
And next is because the distance between the sun shining on the North Pole and the South Pole are different.
Equator.
Or the equator are different.
那因为这个地球是圆的，所以呢它这个照赤道距离比较短，所以赤道比较热北极那个地方距离比较长，所以北极这个地方比较冷。
And because the distance between the sun shining on the equator and the North Pole is longer in the North Pole, therefore it's a little cooler. The sun shines hotter at the equator, therefore it's hotter.
那热的空气跟冷的空气它会对流，就产生了风。
And due to the differences of temperature, it causes the air to move circular.
所以圣经上讲风是神造的。
Therefore causing wind. That's why the Bible said,Wind is created by God.
因为太阳、地球自转，这些距离都是神所设计的。
Because the sun, the moon, the rotation of the earth are all set by God.
其实神很爱人呢，所以造风。
And it's actually God, it's through God's love that God has created wind.
神甚至为风来定重量。
And
weighted, 神为风定这个重量。
God uses wind to determine weights.
Determine the weight of the wind.
Oh, God determines the weight of the wind.
所以我们看到这个空气当中的不同的气体有不同的重量。
And therefore, we know that through different different gaseous substances, there are different weights.
那因为地心引力的关系把这些气体都吸在地球的表面。因为地心gravity 的关系呢， 这个空气啊，没有跑到太空里面去啊。
It's because of gravity, the air does not escape our atmosphere.
那神的安排很好，让那个有毒的气体，像臭氧层啊，在这个空气的最外围。
And it's actually very miraculous because God actually gathers the more poisonous gases above the atmosphere.
啊，那这个因为这个空气啊，包着地球，又使这个地球的阳光啊，能够空气可以这个把阳光吸住啊，所以呢，啊，我们就可以享受到温暖。
And it's because of the air, it absorbs the heat from the sun, therefore it causes us to enjoy warmth.
小朋友问说，为什么高山离地球离太阳比较近，为什么高山反而比较冷？啊，这个盆地啊，离地球远反而比较热呢
？And some people might say, why is it that a mountain which is closer to the sun, is cooler up there, and why is it hotter at the valleys and the deserts？
因为这是神的创造，神让这个风啊，空气啊，能够贴住地的表面。
And it's because of gravity and the wind, the combination of the two that causes the differences of temperatures.
那风是神造的。
We know that wind is created by God.
那圣经上讲这个暴风是出于南宫。
And the Bible also describes as these hurricanes and typhoons are from the south.
我们看约伯记三十七章第九节。
Let's turn to Job chapter 37.
约伯记三十七章第九节。
Job chapter 37 verse 9.
三十七章第九节。
Job chapter 37 verse 9.
请你读。三十七章第九节。
Job chapter 37 verse 9.From the chamber of the south comes the whirlwind, and the cold from the scattering winds of the north.
啊，圣经上特别提出啊，暴风是出于南宫啊，南边呢、啊。
So it says here that the whirlwind comes from the south.
啊，以色列地是在北半球。
We know that the Israel is located in the middle area of the earth.
我们知道这个。
Or the northern hemisphere.
啊，那这个。如果这个气流热空气往北边吹啊，吹到太平洋的时候呢，它遇到冷空气啊，它会形成一种漩涡。
And when the heat from the equator rises in the Pacific Ocean, it creates these whirlwinds.
那这个漩涡啊，如果时速达到75公里一个75里一个小时，我们就称为台风。
And when these hot winds and cold winds mix, they form these whirlwinds. If these whirlwinds have speeds up to 75 miles per hour, they have become.
如果在太平洋就称为台风了。
In the Pacific, they are called typhoons.
当然，如果在大西洋，我们称为暴风。
If it's in the Atlantic, we call them hurricanes.
那无论怎么样，我们发觉到这是一个事实啊。无论是我们的 Katrina 或是台湾的莫瑞克啊，它都是从啊南边上来的。
But we know this as a fact that all these hurricanes and typhoons usually come from the south.
啊，这是很奇妙，圣经上的一个描述啊。
And it's actually very miraculous how the Bible describes this.
那圣经上也提到说，即使我们有这么多知识，我们还是不知道风从哪里来。
And even though we have such a great knowledge, we still do not know the true source of wind.
我们来看啊，我们不晓得风从哪里来。
We do not know the origin of wind.
Where does it come from?
Or where the wind comes from?
We do know the origin, right?
We know the origin.
来，我们来看约翰福音三章第八节。
Let's turn to John chapter 3, verse 8.
约翰福音三章第八节。
John chapter 3, verse 8.
约翰福音三章第八节。
John chapter 3, verse 8.
请读。
John chapter 3, verse 8. The wind blows where it wishes, and you hear the sound of it, but cannot tell where it comes from and where it goes. So is everyone who is born of the Spirit.
我们好像知道风怎么来的。
We seem to know where the origin of the wind comes from.
但是圣经上有谈到说，风随着自己的意思吹了。
But then the Bible here describes how wind seems to have a will of its own.
你们有听到风的声音
？We can hear the sound of wind.
但是你常常不知道它的脚步是要怎么走，从哪里来往哪里去。
But we really do not know where the wind will go and where the wind comes from.
我们可以预测 predict.
We can probably predict.
啊，像气象局可以啊，事先来预测，但是常常会出差错。
Yeah, even though a meteorologist can sometimes predict where the wind will eventually go, but oftentimes they still make mistakes.
在新约时代啊，就有人呐、啊，这个估错了，预测错了。
And in the New Testament, there are people who have predicted the weather incorrectly.
我们来看 使徒行传的二十七章。
And we can look at Acts chapter 27.
这个很奇妙哦，在新约时代风的台风就已经有名字了。
And it's very strange that even here the winds have a name.
不只是现在才有了哈。
It's not just today we name the hurricanes and typhoons.
我们看使徒行传二十七章的十四节。
Let's look at Acts chapter 27 verse 14.
二十七章十四节。
Acts chapter 27 verse 14.
Yeah, 请读。
But not long after a tempestuous headwind arose called the Euryclidon.
这边提到有一个台风的名字啊，叫做有拉格罗。
Here, this typhoon's name was called Euryclidon.
那他们本来预测这个风啊，应该是好的，不会怎么样的啦。
And originally, they thought that this headwind was would not cause much trouble.
你看十三节哦。
Because we could look at verse 13.
请读。
Verse 13, when the south wind blew softly, supposing that they had obtained their desire, putting out to sea, they sailed close by Crete.
他们看到这个微微起了南风啊。
So they saw the soft south wind.
所以他们就以为啊，这个航行应该是会很好的。
So they thought it was a good time for them to sail.
但是一出去的时候，船就被打破了。
But of course, when they set out, the ship was caught in the wind and was destroyed.
圣经上讲，狂风大浪吹逼着保罗他们呢。
And the Bible describes how this wind drove the ship and with Paul on it.
他们多日啊，没有见到太阳。
That for many days they did not see the sun or the stars.
其实保罗啊，在神啊，在灵里面早就知道说啊，这个不要出去了哈，因为出去会有危险。但是他们预测因为有南风，就预测不会有事情，结果是错误的预测。
And originally, Paul actually warned the ship not to sail out, but because they saw that the south wind was blowing, they figured that it would not be harmful.
所以风的踪迹啊是很难寻找的。
So to find where wind comes from is very difficult.
所以这次台湾的总统在说，为什么气象局报告的这么不准呢？
So the Taiwanese president recently was asking, why is it that it's so hard to predict the weather?
那气象局觉得很委屈啊，他说我们报的已经很准了。
And the meteorologist said, we have already predicted as best we can.
其实啊，我们都仔细看啊，真的他们所预测的路线啊，跟人的路线是有差别的。
But if we study carefully, there is a difference between what the meteorologist predicted and what actually happened.
因为你真的不晓得他从哪里来，要往哪里去，你大概知道个一个概率。但是真的，你没有办法完全知道。
And it's very difficult to actually predict very precisely the weather. We have an idea what the weather will be, but it's hard to figure out the details.
我们来看箴言的三十章第四节。
And we can also turn to Proverbs chapter 30, verse 1.
箴言三十章第四节。
Proverbs chapter 30, verse 4.
三十章第四节。
Proverbs chapter 30, verse 4.
谁升天又降下来？谁飓风在掌握中，包水在衣服里？水利的地的市集，他的名字叫什么？他儿子名字叫什么？你知道吗？其实啊，他的名字就是耶稣基督啊。
And here it asks, what is his name? What is his son's name? We know that this name is Lord Jesus Christ.
是耶稣基督，飓风在掌握当中。
Because it's Lord Jesus Christ that gathered the wind in his fists.
所以我们要凡事仰望神，依靠神，求神指引。
So that's why we have to constantly meditate upon God and ask Him for help.
那我们现在知道风从哪里来。
Now we know the origin of wind.
我们来谈一谈这个风这个使者啊，这位天使啊，神把风称为他的使者，就为他做神为神做事的这些天使们呐，长着翅膀的风天使们呐，他们到底为神带来什么呢？为神做些什么事呢？
So now let's talk about these messengers of winds, these angels with wings. What is their purpose? What do they bring to us?
其实原来风本来的功能是带来神的慈爱的。
And actually, the origin of wind was to bring the love of God.
我们来看诗篇一百零四篇。
Let's look at Psalm 104.
诗篇一百零四篇。
Psalm 104.
第一节到第四节。
From verses 1-4.
诗篇一百零四篇第一节到第四节。
Psalm 104 verses 1 to 4.
一到四节请读。
Psalm 104 verse 1. Bless the Lord, O my soul, O Lord my God, you are very great. You are clothed with honor and majesty, who cover yourself with light as with a garment, who stretch out the heavens like a curtain. Verse 3. 第三节。He lays the beams of his upper chambers in the waters, who makes the clouds his chariot, who walks on the wings of the wind. Verse 4. 第四节。 who makes his angels, spirits, his ministers a flame of fire.
我们跳到第十节到十四节。
Let's also read verse 10 through 14. Verse 10, he sends the springs into the valleys, they flow among the hills. Verse 11, 十一节。They give drink to every beast of the field, the wild donkeys quench their thirst.
第十二节。
Verse 12, by them the birds of the heavens have their home, they sing among the branches.
13,
he waters the hills from his upper chambers, the earth is satisfied with the fruit of your works. 14, he causes the grass to grow for the cattle and the vegetation for the service of man, that he may bring forth food from the earth.
这边提到神一种美好的慈爱。
Here it talks about the great love of God.
他们这边提到神与这个第三节说啊，神用云彩啊为车辇啊，借着风的翅膀而行。
Here, verse 3, it talks about God makes the clouds his chariot and walks on the wings of the wind.
那我们都知道这个风啊，会驱动着云啊，云会带来水分啊。
We know that the wind usually brings clouds and the clouds can bring rain.
所以呢，这个雨啊，就带来滋润大地啊，给大家。给草生长，给动物有草吃，给鸟儿能够欢唱。
So the rain actually brings the springs to the valleys, the grass for the beasts of the field to eat.
所以没有风啊，我们就会觉得可能这个雨啊就能够下在固定的地方而已啊。
And if there were not wind, then probably the clouds would only rain in certain areas.
所以我们说这个原来云是风的面貌。
So we can say the clouds are the face of the wind.
那云是雨的聚集啦。
And clouds are the
gathering of vapor.
The gathering of vapor.
那山是雨的故乡啦。
And the mountains are the home of the clouds.
所以我们就看到这样子这个风使云动啊。云使水聚啊，水使山清啊，这样子我们就能够生活在神所预备的一个美好的世界。
So we see the circle of life that starts with the wind and brings the gathering of clouds, which drops rain, which gathers near mountains.
所以风真的是神的一种创造，一种慈爱的一种神的预备。
And truly, wind brings the love of God.
那这位天使啊，这个风有翅膀的风天使啊。他除了来带给神的一个慈爱之外呢，其实他也告诉我们，神是一个有能力的神呐、啊。神用他来彰显能力、啊。
And not only do the wings of the wind bring love, the love of God, but it also shows the power of God.
我们来看出埃及记的第十四章。
Let's look at Exodus chapter 14.
出埃及记十四章二十一节。
Exodus chapter 14.
Verse 21.
Chapter 14, verse 21. Then Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and the Lord caused the sea to go back by a strong east wind all that night, and made the sea into dry land, where the waters were divided.
这个很大的风啊。
This is a very strong wind.
能够把海吹干成一条干地啊。
That where it can blow back the sea to have dry land.
这个是一种很，我想是非常超自然的，非常庞大的一个力量。
And this must be an unnatural force.
有人在形容这一段的经历啊，它是大东风吹过来嘛，所以这个风把海分成两半，那因为是晚上很冷，所以那个水就变成一个冰啊，冰的墙壁啊。
Some people have theorized that because they crossed over the Red Sea at night, when the wind came and blew up the wall of water, the wall of water actually froze into ice.
那因为风是从东边吹，所以东边就先结冰，越结越厚，结到西边来啊。
And as the east wind blew across the water, it continued to form ice all the way to separate the water.
那以色列百姓从西边走到东边嘛，他们出埃及，埃及是在西边嘛，走到东边。
And as the wind blew through the water and divided the water, the Israelites actually crossed from west to east.
那因为从东边吹的，所以西边的冰比较薄啦。
So the ice, and since the wind came from the east,it blew to the west side of the Red Sea, the ice that formed on the west side was thinner than the east side.
那所以呢，到早晨呢、啊，太阳下来边开始融化的时候，从西边先融化。
And that's why when the sun came out in the morning, and started to melt the ice melted from the west side.
因为它比较薄啦。那所以埃及冰就先被淹在这个海里面。
Because of the west side, the ice was thinner. When the Egyptians were starting to come through the Red Sea, the ice melted and the water drowned them all.
慢慢的呢，东边的冰也融化，但是以色列百姓已经过了这个红海了。
And little by little, the ice would melt and the sea would reunite.
这是做参考，然后但是告诉我们说，那个风的力量真的彰显神的一个潜能。摩西的这样一生，神用大东风。就是能够 开一条海的道路。
And this is only a theory for your consideration, but this emphasizes is the great power of God that through when Moses raised his staff, the power of the wind blew the seas apart.
神常常用风来做他的事情。
Oftentimes God would also use the wind to do His will.
你看神哦，从东用大东风也吹来啊。一些 locust 就是那些蝗虫啊。
And because we can see how in the same time, God can use the wind, the east wind, to bring locusts.
那用西风又把蝗虫吹到海里面去。
And again, use this east wind to blow. I'm sorry, use this west wind to blow the locusts into the ocean.
所以一只都没有剩下哦，没有一只蝗虫剩下来。
So in the end, there was not one locust left over.
就风啊，刮起来把鹌鹑啊吹到以色列人住的营的四周啊。
And the same way, God used the wind to bring quail to the camp of Israel.
所以我们看到神常常借着风这位天使，风天使啊，这个使者来做事情。
And oftentimes we can see that this wind is like a messenger that performs the will of God.
彰显神的全能。
And it displays the great power of God.
有一次小弟在这个 就是一个 video clip 上看到一个风啊的力量有多大。
One time I saw this video clip that displayed the great power of wind.
那个整个停车场哦，那个风一来，那个停车场里面的卡车啦、轿车的，你看那个，看那个荧幕哦，好像是我们在玩的 toy 一样，风一来 ，flip， 那就被吹走了。
And there was a parking lot, and this great wind blew across it.And the cars that are parked in the parking lot were like little toys, and they just flew away.
真的是风可以很大很强的。
And truly, this the power of wind can be very strong.
真的，美国的龙卷风一来啊，整个村落夷为平地。
And truly, when a tornado comes across an area of land, it wipes out everything.
所以看到风，我们就想起神是可以敬畏的。
And so when we think of the wind, we think.Reminds us to fear God.
那我知道这个风啊，也是替神来惩罚罪恶的。
And we also know that the wind can also be used, by God to punish the evil.
我们来看以赛亚书二十九章第六节。
Let's look at Isaiah chapter 29 verse 6.
二十九章第六节。
Isaiah chapter 29 verse 6.
二十九章第六节。
Isaiah chapter 29 verse 6. Verse 6. You will be punished by the Lord of hosts.With thunder and earthquake and great noise, with storm and tempest, and the flame of devouring fire.
这边提到说风啊，神用风跟火啊，跟地震来讨罪。
And here we can see that God uses earthquakes, wind, and fire to punish those who sin.
耶利米书二十三章十九节。
Let's look at Jeremiah chapter 23 verse 19.
耶利米书二十三章十九节。
Jeremiah chapter 23 verse 19.
二十三章十九节。
Chapter 23, verse 19. Verse 19, Behold, a whirlwind of the Lord has gone forth in fury, a violent whirlwind. It will fall violently on the head of the wicked. Verse 20, The anger of the Lord will not turn back until he has executed and performed the thoughts of his heart. In the latter days, you will understand it perfectly.
这个在末后的日子我们就可以全然明白，真的神有时候用暴风来彰显他的愤怒。
And truly, in the later days, we will understand it perfectly, and we can see that sometimes God uses this violent winds as a display of His anger.
暴风必转到恶人的头上。
And how we can see in these verses that the wind will fall violently on the head of the wicked.
我们这样说不是说南台湾的罪恶比北台湾重，或是比我们重，不是这样子的。
And it's not to say that the the sin of southern Taiwan is greater than that of northern Taiwan or of here.
而不是说每个人都要悔改，求神来宽容我们的罪。
But rather it is a sign for us all to repent and ask God for forgiveness of our sins.
那在911之后，有一个女士被访问说，她是一个宗教人士，她被访问了。
And after 9/11, there was a lady who
was interviewed.
Who was interviewed?
人家问她说，如果神是一个慈爱的神，为什么让这些 灾难呢，临到美国?
And someone asked her the question, if God is a loving God, why does he allow these terrible disasters to occur?
那这位女士她就这样回答,
and this woman replied,
她说她相信神看到这样的灾难,她也是很难过。
And she said that when God sees these things, he will also be very hurt.
但实在是美国人把神赶走了。
But truly, it is the people of the United States have pushed God out of their society.
美国人把神从学校赶出去。
That Americans have pushed God out of their schools.
美国人把神从政府机关赶出去。
That Americans have pushed God out of the government.
把从我们的生活当中赶出去。
And also pushed God out of our lives.
那神就从我们生活当中呢，默默的淡出啊，就走出我们的生命啊。
So God wants to re-enter our lives.
可所以，但是当我们遇到困难的时候，我们就问一个问，还在问说，为什么神离开我们呢？
But in times of difficulty, we still ask the question, why does it seem that God has left us?
实在是因为我们离开神了。
But in actuality, it is because we have left God.
你看看我们的道德。
If you look at our morality,
我们真的把神放在哪里呢?
Where have we placed God?
当有人谈到说这个学校，这个宗教应该中立了，所以不可以再祷告了，我们说没有问题了。
We often say that because of separation of church and state, we should not pray in school.
当有人说这个诫命不可杀人、不可奸淫、这个爱你邻舍这样的诫命应该离开这个公家机关，我们说可以了，没有问题了。
And that perhaps is okay, but when we say, when we think about do not murder, do not steal, can we also say that these are okay?
当有人说这个孩子很软弱，所以我们不要体罚，我们说可以了，这个没有问题。
And in the same way, when our children are undisciplined and we do not punish them, we are also telling ourselves that this is okay.
当有人说这个孩子也有人权呐，所以他们应该可以堕胎啊，而且有权利不告诉父母啊，我们也说这个没有问题。
And in the same way, when minors get pregnant and have abortions, and the government protects them so that their parents are never notified, we also tell ourselves that this is okay.
但有人说，我们为什么要闪闪烁烁的？那干脆教孩子怎么用保险套好了，反正这样子比较会避免不好的事情啊。我们说这个也没有问题了。
In the same way, when we pass out condoms in high school and teach kids that this is not shameful, we also tell ourselves that this is okay.
当有人说这个色情暴力充满着电视，或者是这个歌曲充满了这个色情的词句，我们会说这只是一种情绪的反应而已，那这个不用禁止，我们也说这个没有问题了。
In the same way, if we look at TV and music and see all the sex and violence that has, how it is filled, we also tell ourselves that this is okay.
我们已经把社会的制度带到这个极面。
And society has already brought itself to this point.
你叫神怎么在祝福我们呢?
So how can we continue to ask God to bless us?
这是那个被访问的人他所提出来的啦。
And these are just some thoughts of the interviewee.
所以他说人很有趣啦。 And
she continued to say that people are very curious.
他说是人自己离开神，但是又问为什么神让人走向地狱的门口呢?
Because it is a people that have left God, but yet it is the same people who ask God, why have you left me?
小弟觉得这个人把神的慈爱谈得很好。 And
I believe this person has summarized God's love very well.
但是呢，我在想，我们也要不可以忽视神的公义。
But we should not neglect God's justice as well.
其实有罪恶，神就会处罚。
Because if there is evil, God will punish.
不是今生，就是来世。
If it is not today, then it is in the future.
有时候也借着风来处罚。And
God will use the wind to punish.
你看风带来雨量。We
know that the wind can bring rain.
所以第一次世界是被风吹毁灭的。
And And the first creation was destroyed by rain.
第一次的毁灭是借着洪水，然后那个风也可以让火没有办法蔓延，风也可以让火没有办法控制。And
in the same way, it is the wind that can that carries the fire and makes it uncontrollable.
第二次神要用火来毁灭这个世界。
The Bible tells us that in the second time, the Lord Jesus or God will destroy the earth with fire.
无论是水是火，其实风都是后面的那个 energy 啦，那个 engine 啦，那个能量。
And whether it is the flood in the beginning or the fire at the end, it is the wind that provides the motor or the energy for these things to happen.
所以，这个神会借着风带来刑罚。
So here we can see this is how God uses the wind as punishment.
那风到底给我们什么样的启发呢？
So what revelation does the wind give us?
我们看马太福音八章二十四节。
Let's look at Matthew chapter 8.
马太福音八章二十四节。
Matthew chapter 8 verse 24.
马太福音八章二十四节。
Matthew chapter 8 verse 24. Verse 24. Then suddenly a great tempest arose on the sea so that the boat was covered with the waves, but he fell asleep. But he was asleep.
25节.
Verse 25. Then his disciples came to him and woke him, saying, Lord, save us, we are perishing.
26节.
26. But he said to them, Why are you fearful, O you of little faith? Then he arose and rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was a great calm.
这么提到暴风是突然间起来的。
And here it says how the great tempest suddenly arose.
当然后来主耶稣平静了风跟海啊。
Later on, Lord Jesus calmed the sea and the wind.
暴风临到的对象是跟耶稣同在的门徒们。
And the wind actually came upon the disciples who were with Lord Jesus.
所以今天我们也会有突然遇到暴风袭击啊，我们信徒啊。
So today we also can come across these great winds or disasters.
感谢主，这次这个莫瑞克台风袭击南台湾。
And thank God that even though this typhoon blew through southern Taiwan,
大部分的信徒都蒙保守。
Much of the members were all safe.
有听到少数几家有一些灾难。 And
there are some members who have lost their homes.
其实这个人生的风浪常常是突然来的。
And oftentimes, this wind comes very suddenly.
但是因为我们有神，所以心中有平安。But
because we have God, we also have peace.
小弟见证过，这个家父最近突然检查出来有这个皮肤癌。And
I had told some people before, but recently my father was diagnosed with skin cancer.
他说这个怎么长了一个东西？那这个形状不规则，医生就叫他去检验，果然是皮肤癌。
And he saw something growing, a blotch on his skin that was growing, and it seemed out of the ordinary, so he went to the doctor, and they diagnosed it as a skin cancer.
那我们家也都紧张，虚惊一场。And
our family was very nervous, and very nervous.
有时候暴风来，不一定有征兆。And
oftentimes when the wind comes, it does not come with warning.
但是我们心中是有平安的。But
yet, in our hearts, there is still peace.
休斯顿教会张执事他最近离世。And
in the same way, Deaconess Cheng in Houston Church also passed away recently.
他的癌症扩散到他的脑里面。And
her cancer spread to her brain.
他的孩子在 NYTS.
Her son was at NYTS.
感谢主，他能够及时的赶回去看妈妈最后一面。And
thank God that he can rush back to see his mother one last time.
离开之前，他就跟他们那一组人分享这个《腓立比书》第四章，要凡事一无挂虑，借着感谢祷告祈求，感谢将所要的告诉神。And
before he left, he shared with the group, Philippians chapter 4, how he should.
要一无挂虑，凡事借着祷告、祈求跟感谢，把你所要的告诉神。That
he should not worry and tell God all everything.
那这个我们就看到平安也是在这个小朋友的心中。And
we can that he should continue earnestly in prayer, and we can see how the peace of God was also in the heart of this young man.
风常常是突然兴起来的。
And truly, wind can come so suddenly.
那我们人生虽然有暴风，但是我们也发觉到神常常保守我们的心，然后。
And even though we notice that this wind can come suddenly, but God can also keep our hearts.
我们来看以赛亚书的五十七章十三节。
Let's look at Isaiah chapter 57.
以赛亚书五十七章十三节。
Isaiah chapter 57 verse 13.
以赛亚书五十七章十三节。
Isaiah chapter 57 verse 13.
五十七章十三节。
Chapter 57 verse 13. When you cry out, let your collection of idols deliver you, but the wind will carry them all away, a breath will take them. But he who puts his trust in me shall possess the land and shall inherit my holy mountain.
这么提到啊，以色列人呢、啊，他们拜假神了、啊，什么聚集很多，但是一阵风吹来，就把他们所聚集的通通吹散了。
And here it talks about how the Israelites at this time, they worship many idols, and but even though they had a collection of idols, one gust of the wind will carry them all away.
那圣经讲，但投靠我的必得地图。必承受我的圣山为业。
But the verse also continues saying that those who put their trust in God shall possess the land and inherit my holy mount, God's holy mountain.
这个啊，当然我们可以解释成属世的哈，就是神会保守我们呐、啊，在风中保守我们呐、
啊。And we can think of this physically that in the wind God will protect us.
啊，但是属灵的就是、啊、我们的心呐、啊，能够有。盼望啊、
But spiritually, it means that our hearts can have hope.
我们有天国的产业、啊、
That we shall have an inheritance in heaven.
啊，我们有神的一个保护我们的心思意念呢、啊。
That we have a trust that God will protect us.
但是我们人生啊，真的不要劳碌捕风啊。
And truly, in our lives, we shall not chase after the wind.
如果我们生命没有神保守啊，一切都是劳碌捕风啊。
Because if we do not have the protection of God, it is as we are chasing after the wind.
你看这个风来了，整个马路一半不见了。
Because we know that in the typhoon, when the wind came, the road was blown away.
你看这个台风来了，这个五层，他说五层楼高的土石流啊，就把整个村庄啊，两百多人把埋在里面了。
And when the wind came, there was a five-story building that where it collapsed and killed everyone who was inside.
你看整个台风来了，把整个城市淹到是要屋顶啊。
And and we can also see from the Taiwan typhoon that when the typhoon came, the floods also came and the water level was as high as the roof of the houses.
你看到这张照片呢、啊？大家在捞鱼啊，在渔翁里面捞鱼啊。
And we can see this picture how people were trying to catch fish in the water.
为什么？
Why was it?
因为台风一来，鱼都不见了。
And it's because when a typhoon came, all the fish also disappeared.
啊，自己去赶快去捞啊！其实很多都流掉了。
And even though fish,
yeah,
oh, that the that when the typhoon came, their fish farm was flooded, and all the fish swam away.
那这我看到这个图片，就让我想起早期的一个见证。
And when I see this picture, it reminds me of a testimony.
一个弟兄啊，怎么他们家的渔翁啊，怎么鱼突然一直死掉呢？
There was a family where they had a fish farm, but all their fish continued to die.
啊，他说主耶稣啊，我信耶稣的，为什么你让我这么丢脸？人家的渔翁的鱼都不会死，就是我们家的渔翁鱼会死、啊。
And he prayed to God, saying, God, why is this so shameful that why is it that only my fish die, but all the other fish farmers, their fish are fine?
啊，没办法，只有把鱼捞起来，他也拿去卖了。
And
以前比较没有那么讲究了，刚死的鱼还是可以卖的了。
And because he had no choice, he could do is take these dead fish to sell.
啊，当然现在好像不晓得没人继续这样做，但是鱼刚死应该还是可以吃的了。
But of course, back then, the government regulations are not strict, and it was probably okay.
应该是可以吃的，我想。
It's probably still edible.
结果呢？怎么他不懂为什么神让他遭遇这些事情呢
？And he did not understand why God allowed these things to happen.
啊，想不到没有几天之后台风来了。
He did not, and he did not, and a couple days later, a great typhoon also came.
结果大家的渔翁的里面的鱼啊，通通跑掉了。
And the same way, the floods came, and all the fish farmers, all the fish swam away with the flood.
但是我们常常觉得，真的，神若愿意啊，他可以在风中保守我们。
And truly, if God is willing, He can protect us in the wind.
我们来看啊，西番雅书一章十四节。
Let's look at Zephaniah, verse 14.
西番雅书一章十四节。
Zephaniah chapter 1 verse 14.
1103页, 一章十四节。
Chapter 1, verse 14. The great day of the Lord is near. It is near and hastens quickly. The noise of the day of the Lord is bitter. There the mighty men shall cry out.
这么提到说这个神的大日临近是神日子的风声。当然英文是讲 noise，中文是讲风声，但是这里都在形容神大日来临的一个情形。
And here it talks about a great day of the Lord, and the Bible says the noise of the day of the Lord, but the Chinese Bible it says the wind that of the Lord.
我们来读15节。
Let's also look at verse 15. That day is a day of wrath, a day of trouble and distress, a day of devastation and desolation, a day of darkness and gloominess, a day of clouds and thick darkness, a day of trumpet and alarm against the fortified cities and against the high towers.
这么多谈到神末日来临的一些情形。And
here are these are all signs of God's coming.
所以我们当看到这个台风莫瑞克这样子的一个伤害，我们要想到这个末日来的一些可怕的情形。So
when we see this great typhoon, it is a sign of the coming of the end times.
主耶稣讲说那个洪水来的时候呢，挪亚的日子啊，人都是照常吃喝嫁娶的。And
the Bible describes that when the flood came, people were still celebrating and eating.
那不知不觉的时候，洪水就来了。And
it is when people least expected the flood came.
第一次神用洪水毁灭那个世界。First,
the first time God used the flood to destroy the world.
耶稣说，再来呢，用火来毁灭这个世界。Or
Jesus said later on that he will use fire to destroy the world.
我在想这个莫瑞克台风来之前，大家都没有人想象说会那么严重了。你们我看连台湾的民众、总统、各个阶层。 没有一个人想象到说这个怎么跟50年前的八级水灾一样的这么严重呢？没有想象到了。And
when this typhoon came across Taiwan, none of the people in Taiwan thought it would be as severe as the typhoon 50 years ago.
所以没有人想要离开自己的家园呐。So
no one fled from their own homes.
想不到真的就像一来就。 就真的整个村落被埋在土里面下面。But
once this typhoon came, all the cities and towns were buried.
真的末日来临也像这样子，实际上一直讲，我们一直看到类似的例子，但是我们好像很难想象那天到底会是怎么一回事。And
truly, when the end times comes in the future, it will be like this, that even though the Bible repeats this again and again, but we will least expect it.
我读了一个小故事。I
studied a short story.
那个一个村庄，水冲进他们家里面去了。水啊，就是大水啊，流到他们家里面去了。And
there was a house and a village, and a flood came into the village.
然后那个我读那篇文章，那个祖母在谈说，哇，整个房子的四周好像海洋啊，我们的房子好像船一样啊。
And the writer of the short story said that our houses are like the boats in a great ocean.
说要怎么出去呢?
And they did not know how to go out.
他的孙子就跟他讲说，祖母啊，我们要游出去了。And
the grandson said that
to the grandmother
that we should swim.
后来他们真的就是把那些脏东西啦，这个 derbies，就是这样子，很困难的就这样游出去了。And
so they moved away all the debris and they swam out.
那个村落就是他们两个没有被埋在土石流里面了。And
it was only those two who were not buried under the mudslide.
其他的他们就可能地势稍高点，这些村落的人他们就不愿意走，最后土石流一来把整个村落通通埋在里面。And
truly, it was only these two people that decided to swim out, and everyone else stayed in their homes. And afterwards, a little later, a mudslide came and wiped them all out.
当我们看到这个灾难的景象在我们周围的时候，我们真的要赶快寻求保护。So
when we see these disasters, we have to very quickly seek after the protection of God.
当我们看到周遭有这些事情的时候，我们心里要被提醒，要调整人生的方向。We
need when we see these things happen, let them be reminders that, for us to reflect.
人赚了全世界，如果没有生命，这个什么东西可以换你的生命呢？
Because no matter how much money we make, our money cannot replace our life.
所以让这个台风成为我们的一个警戒。
So let this typhoon be a warning to all of us.
让这个风使者给我们一个教训。
Let this messenger of wind give us a warning.
能够对我们生命有再次的思考。
So that we may all reflect on our lives.
我们相信我们有一些朋友或者是亲人也许都能够目睹或经历这一场的灾难。
And perhaps we have family and friends who are able to survive this disaster.
我们不要让这些教训成为就是把它放在心放在就是不去思考就让它的这样过去了。
And we should not allow these disasters to just come and go without us reflecting.
因为神以风做他的使者。
Because all these things are God's messengers of wind.
我们就来唱诗。
Let's sing him.
Let's
sing him 442.